Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur. Are you ready for your gray matter massage?
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Paul Revere's lantern lighter here, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march. An enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Communist coup update continues. Last week, I brought your attention to some of the latest developments in the birth certificate issue. You know, the question of whether Obama was dropped off on this planet by Martians, or was he actually birthed somewhere in this world? The question must be getting to Obama. He's beginning to crack up. Well, he's cracking up audiences anyway. At a White House correspondents' dinner, May 1st, 2010, Obama made a bunch of wise cracks intended to poke fun at, well, everyone. It was a sort of national roast in which he vented on all his beefs. He's all the rave now, the comedian in chief. A veritable laugh factory. As I listened to this, oh, something like 30-minute comedy act, I was, as many others were, impressed. Many have said they think Obama has missed his calling. Look out, Leno and Letterman, and hey, maybe Obama can get Conan's gig. Well, enough of this already. Obama has decided to make his birth certificate issue a joke.
I happen to know that my approval ratings are still very high in the country of my birth.
Now, the reason I thought this was interesting is that that's exactly what his wife said back in 2008 when speaking at one of her favorite venues, an LGBT luncheon, where she said,
when we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya,
So I want you to hear these together, because it's really funny.
I happen to know that my approval ratings are still very high in the country of my birth.
Now, one more time.
I happen to know that my approval ratings are still very high in the country of my birth.
Okay, so Michelle very seriously refers to Kenya as Obama's country of birth, and then Obama makes a joke out of it. Those of you who voted for the O, you know, that pretty O with a sort of Picasso rendition of what someone might think was the hint of an American flag, with Mount Olympus pictured in the foreground, a little Zeus star rising in the blue field of stars. That, you know, with his Pergamon altar stage constructed especially for his nomination speech, his nomination acceptance speech. For all of you who voted for the O, you say the O has shown his birth certificate. Really? Well, then that means he does not mind if anyone sees it, right? Okay, so why will he not authorize Hawaii to release it to the public? Instead, Hawaii tells us that they cannot release his certificate unless he authorizes them to do so. You know, privacy and all that, huh? So, why won't the O authorize Hawaii to release his birth certificate to those who have petitioned Hawaii to do so? All right, listen again.
I happen to know that my approval ratings are still very high in the country of my birth.
When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya.
All right, folks, I'll be right back.
Lighthouses have inspired our best songwriters, poets, and painters. They symbolize faithfulness, bravery, truth. Many families are like ships adrift in a troubled sea. A recent study showed that our teens prefer the traditional stable two-parent family modeled by Ozzy and Harriet in the 50s to the bizarre, dysfunctional family modeled by Ozzy Osbourne. but they have little hope in their marriages will last. The dominant influences in their lives reinforce the message of moral ambivalence that has destroyed so many families in America. Our peer-sensitive kids are constantly barraged by messages of disdain for Christianity. And yet, it is in Christianity that our families can find the help and support they need to achieve the family stability they desire. But there is a lighthouse for the family, shining the light of truth, piercing the darkness of deceit that has settled over our land. And that is why the word lighthouse is in our name. Visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedaravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur and spokesperson for God. I know I have a whole lot of new listeners out there, and some of these things that I say on the show are little things that have developed over the years. Hey, welcome to the family of the Brain Massage Show. I'll explain this spokesperson for God thing for the benefit of my new listeners. Here on the left coast, where I'm pushing right with all my might, we have this character who claims to talk to dead people. You've probably got him in your neighborhood, too. Well, anyway, I get on his case from time to time, and I point out that he is a fraud and that he is manipulating people's emotions and playing on their silly superstitions to pay for his mortgage and his car payments and all that. But more seriously, when he does make a connection with the other side, he is talking to familiar spirits. Bible thump alert! Bible thump alert! That is what the Bible calls them. These familiar spirits are devils. That follow us all around. And, you know, they get to know us pretty well, so they can reveal things about your departed loved ones to these mediums that serve to deceive you into thinking you're actually talking to somebody who's connected to the departed spirit of your father, mother, brother, sister, wife, husband, child, so forth. And it's all about convincing you that there is nothing at all to fear about the other side. You'll just go happily along, following the light, until you bust hell wide open and face the torments of the damned. Yeah, you better wake up. Sort of like liberalism generally. Oh yeah, the doctrines of liberalism deceive people into going happily along until suddenly they realize there really are evil people in the world who want to hurt you. Evil people like that really nice liberal guy who beat up Ali Botch, 25 years of age, a fundraiser for Governor Bobby Jindal, and her boyfriend when they were headed home after a GOP fundraising event back in April. Quote, they were followed to their car, then savagely beaten, but not robbed, end quote. Some liberal anarchists were protesting outside that event. And as this couple left the event, they were harassed by these anarchists, these liberal anarchists. And some of them evidently followed these two to their car and then proceeded to beat them savagely. And by savagely, I mean that Ali's leg was stomped, quote, causing breaks in four places that required surgery, a steel rod and seven screws to reconstruct, end quote. Her boyfriend, by the way, had his jaw and nose broken, a black eye, and a brain concussion. Nice people, these radical liberal anarchists, ideological descendants of Obama's friends in the Black Panthers. And, oh, don't forget Bill Ayers, because I'm not going to. Louisiana's having troubles. This oil spill deal, the investigation is ongoing. Guess what they're going to find out? Ha ha ha! You can bet some Greenpeace nut job sabotaged the rig. What do you want to bet? But I stray from my point. Up till 2 a.m. working on a project and I'm bushed. So this character talks to dead people, but apparently he only has a few bars on his dead people cell phone because he's constantly guessing about what it is that he's getting from these spirits of the departed loved ones. I mean, the guy's a phony. Anyway, I don't know if he heard one of my shows where I exposed his phony ghost gig. But coincidentally, after one of my brilliant exposés against this sort of thing, and my clarion warnings from the good old book against soothsayers and necromancers, I noticed he did an entire show whining about guys who hold themselves out as if they are God's spokespersons. He explained that while he could talk for the dead, no one should presume they can talk for God. Now, he didn't put it quite that way, but that is what he was saying. And isn't that interesting, huh? You superstitious folks never cease to amaze me. You can believe that a quack like this character, his name is Edwards, I think, you can believe this joker can talk to you on behalf of dead people, but you can't believe someone can talk to you on behalf of the living God? Of course, I had some fun with all of that, and I explained very rationally and biblically the truth that, in fact, I do speak for God. It is my job. I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ, man. And anyway, I began introducing my show by declaring myself to be a spokesperson for God. And anyway, it sort of stuck. Okay, I touched on a topic I wanted to, well, touch on. You've heard the liberals squall about the dangerous mob mentality of the Tea Party. Isn't it weird how the MSM, mostly stupid media, can't see true evil when it's staring them in the face, but when conservatives go to the streets in peaceful protest against the shafting they're getting from Washington these days, they get all alarmed and start talking about fears of violence. Violence, by the way, that never happened. But the violence that does happen, right in front of their stupid faces, they can't see it. Or if they see it, they bend over backwards to ignore it. If they can't ignore it, deny it. If they can't deny it, excuse it. You know, I know firsthand how some of these liberal types get crazy when you confront them with truth, and they can't come back with a decent and reasonable answer. I received this from Matt Kibb, I believe it's how you pronounce his name, of Freedom Works, and I thought I should read it to you, especially since I took him to task a while back. Huh? Anyway, quote, Jerry, the citizen activists that make up the Tea Party community have suffered through bomb scares, hostile abuse, death threats, and racial slurs, all while being characterized by leftist operatives, elected Democrats, and some in the media as everything from astroturf, racist, domestic terrorists, and even seditionists, end quote. And then he goes on, quote, we need to draw a line in the sand. Across this line you do not cross. We are a grassroots movement made up of people who believe in individual freedom and individual responsibility. Racism and hate are inherently collectivist ideas, end quote. And hey, amen, Matt, I'm with you. But you see, the liberals like to live in the world of teen time. That's what my little sister called pretend time when she was a little baby. Liberals like to live in the world of teen time. They ignore the racism, the bigotry, the hatred, the penchant for violence that is inherent in collectivist ideology. Just open your eyes, man. Every collectivist society in history is characterized by violence against the inalienable rights of your fellow man. Tiananmen Square, anyone? How about the killing fields of Pol Pot? A little Mao Tse-tung? Murderers. Collectivists all. Liberal elites love these guys. When are you going to wake up? Another example. An example of liberals' inability or unwillingness to open their eyes and see reality. To wake up from teen time. Their tendency to live in teen time. Here's an article. Quote, print the myth, ignore the reality, end quote. Now, I want you to compare how the Tea Party rallies were depicted by the MSM, Marxist Socialist Media, to how they are covering, or shall I say not covering, the protests in Arizona against the decision by that state to actually enforce the laws against illegally crossing their borders. Here you go. ABC used words like ugly to describe the Tea Party protests. You know, where no violence took place. No vandalism was done. I mean, they did not even so much as leave a mess behind them when they went home. Now, in Arizona, hundreds massed to protest Arizona's commitment to enforce their immigration laws and to protect their borders. And what do? They destroy property. Several had to be arrested. And how does ABC characterize these protests? Quote, mostly peaceful, end quote. Do you see what I mean? Tea Party, no arrests, no vandalism. They can't even prove their wicked lying allegations of racial slurs. ABC, ugly protests, menacing, dangerous. Liberal Arizona protesters gather, vandalize property, several are arrested. ABC characterizes the protests as mostly peaceful. ABC, you are liars. You illustrate my point that liberals tend to be pathological liars. They lie instinctively. They lie, it seems, naturally. They lie as a matter of principle. With them, you have to tell a lie in order to say the truth. Now, follow this, because I'm not kidding about this. This is what your kids are being taught in these liberal-controlled public schools, my friends. The idea that sometimes you have to tell a lie in order to tell the truth. Yeah. You see, for the liberal ideologue, conservatives are dangerous, violent, angry, racist bigots. And that is for them the truth. And liberals are not. Liberals are nice, kind, gentle, and you know, they don't like work because it's bad for flowers and other living things. Therefore, when liberals commit acts of violence, vandalism, hatred, bigotry, and so on, well, that's an anomaly. That only happened because they were provoked to it by conservatives. So, in order to protect the truth about liberals, it is necessary to lie when stories like this come out. On the other hand, even if a Tea Party did not break out in vandalism, violence, and so forth, well, you have to lie and say they did or will. You see, because that's the truth about them. I'm telling you, folks, that is the way these people operate, and it's it is absolutely wicked. And it's getting to the place where it is almost impossible to get the truth anymore. Quote, they, referring to the MSM, tried to suggest the Tea Party protesters were going to lead to violence. The rallies in Arizona have actually led to violence, with them lobbing water bottles at the police, hitting one of them on the head, end quote. Compare the reality Arizona citizens are experiencing with what you see reported in the MSM. Liberals like to play teen-tang. They are pathological liars. Not all of them, of course. But lying, you see, is inherent in an ideological system that is built upon lies. Here's another example. Tea Party protesters gather, peacefully assemble, and make their voice heard all over America. No arrests, no vandalism, no violence, no racial slurs, by the way. But the MSM pretends to know who the Tea Party protesters are. They call them names. They forecast where the movement will lead. I mean, it is amazing what they are able to divine about the motives of the Tea Party protesters. No cautious benefit of the doubt type treatment on Tea Party protesters. The epithets flew with abandon, menacing, angry, mob mentality, dangerous, racist, bigoted, with dire forecasts of impending violence. On and on it went. But when a Muslim guy is caught planting a bomb in a van and parking it in Times Square, well, they just can't figure out what motivated him. I wish I was kidding. But they can't figure out what made him do it. Investigators think he trained in an Al-Qaeda terrorist training camp in Pakistan. Of course, Pakistan denies it, and the liberals deny it. But, quote, Mr. Shahzad, the would-be Times Square bomber, told interrogators that he met with Pakistani Taliban operatives. So, yeah. It says here he met with them in December and in January, according to his own testimony. Oh, and Faisal Shahzad, the would-be Times Square bomber, tells us he was, quote, inspired by the violent rhetoric of Mr. Awalaki. Remember him? That's the same radical rag-headed jihad Muslim who inspired Nidal Malik Hassan. You remember him, don't you? He was the Army psychiatrist who offed 13 people at Fort Hood, Texas, back in November. His friends report that Faisal had become, quote, more religious and somber in the last year or so, and asked his father's permission in 2009 to join the fight in Afghanistan against American and NATO forces, end quote. This jerk's an American citizen in this anyway. But how was this reported in the mainstream media? Well, the early reports read something like, quote, this past Saturday evening at 6:28 p.m., a white male in his 40s drove a 1993 Nissan Pathfinder into Times Square, yada, yada, end quote. By the way, that was out of the Washington Post. I found it in one of my Heritage reports. And when I went to look for the article on Washington Post, they've eliminated it. A white male in his 40s. If you remember hearing the reporters, you probably noticed, as I did, the sound of saliva dripping from their wicked mouths onto their news desks. And here you go. Quote, authorities cautious about linking terror groups to failed Times Square bombing, end quote. You know, after all sorts of caution about jumping to conclusions and after all sorts of MSM pause and reflect reporting, efforts to humanize the terrorist, create sympathy for him. I mean, it was your typical liberal drivel, even hinting that he was pushed into it by Bush, of course. No kidding, these people in the mainstream media today are insane. Anyway, finally, as is so typical, the truth begins to leak out, mostly through the alternative media. And finally, Washington Post has to report that, quote, The Obama administration officials were saying for the first time that Saturday night's attempt to detonate a car bomb in New York City's Times Square has foreign links, end quote. Oh, yeah. Now, folks, I am not advocating that the mostly stupid media give these Muslim terrorist stories the same treatment they give to patriotic Americans who peacefully protest this fascist government of theirs. But maybe they would like to give these patriotic, peaceful Americans the same benefit of the doubt, let's stop and reflect type of reporting that they give so liberally to Muslim terrorists. And hey, whether or not the guy was or was not in any direct way connected to Al-Qaeda, it is obvious that he is one of these nut jobs who gets angry and decides setting off bombs in public places is the way to vent. These crazy jihad-headed Muslims are going to destroy this country unless you liberals wake up and see reality. Quit with your teen-time reporting. Quit lying to yourselves. Open your eyes and see the truth that is staring you in the face. By the way, did you know Faisal signs his name with a little heart over the letter I? Isn't that cute? Oh, he likes babies, too. You see the picture of him holding a little baby? Isn't that sweet? Of course, Tea Party protesters, well, they don't coddle babies or draw hearts. I mean, you know, because everybody knows they don't have one, right? You lousy good-for-nothing liars, tell the truth. I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights-on or a lights-off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Pastor Scheinbach is charging the gates of hell. Don't leave him hanging. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com to make a donation or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.
In the spirit of the 60s, it was popular to despise the organized church. To avoid association with this negative feeling, some dropped the word church out of their name. And in many other ways, they followed the spirit of the 60s. At Lighthouse Baptist Church, we follow the spirit of the Bible, where the word church is used to identify the congregation of Jesus. And that is why you'll find it in our name. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bitteravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse. Call 347-9887.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheinbach, Brain Masseur, and I'm ready to complete your brain massage for today. We'll need to work toward a conclusion here, but I want to go ahead. Let's go ahead and develop this thought a little more. The longer I live, the more evidence I see that Savage is right on. Liberalism is a mental disorder. How otherwise can you explain this? Pelosi answering a question about whether she is going to make any effort to stop the drugs flooding across our porous borders says, by the way, and I'm going to quote it word for word, and you tell me if this sounds like a person who's in her right mind, all right? Quote, "Well, if your question is about drugs, I'm for reducing demand in the United States. That is what our responsibility is on this subject. The RAND Corporation a few years ago did a report that said it would be much less expensive for us to, through prevention first and foremost, but through treatment on demand to reduce demand in our country is the cheapest way to solve this problem," end quote. What? I mean, can this woman put together a coherent sentence? And yet that is not even the more serious problem here. Because after you've blinked three or four times and thought through what she's saying, you hear something that is truly crazy. I mean, this crazy lady is saying that we don't want to commit to controlling the influx of drugs into this country across our porous borders because it's cheaper to address the drug problem after the kids are addicted to the drugs. Can you believe this? These people are insane. Think about this. This is the woman who wants to spend this nation into oblivion. I mean, this is unreal. This woman is saying that we've got a drug problem. Our kids are getting addicted to drugs. Okay, so let's look at some ways to deal with the rising incidence of drug addiction in our country. Well, it's 15 times more expensive to quote, interdict at the border, end quote, than it is to, well, treat the kids after they've become addicted to the drugs. So what does that mean? Let the drugs flow in. When the kids get addicted, well, we'll deal with it then. Is your head about to explode yet? Well, hold on to your hat. This is the same crazy lady who believes it is necessary to control the availability of guns in this country in order to reduce crimes committed by guns. She's voted for every possible restriction on the citizen's right to own a gun and against every law that would in some measure return at least some of our Second Amendment rights back to law-abiding citizens. This crazy lady thinks that in order to protect our kids, she needs to restrict our Second Amendment right to hold firearms. But she does not believe it is a good idea to restrict the availability of drugs as a way to keep our kids from becoming addicted. I'm telling you, liberals are crazy loons. And you need to get them out of office before they completely ruin this country. Remember, in November. Well, I've lit the lights in the church belfry arch that signal the enemy's on the march. Call in and let me know that you see the lights are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That number once again is 1-888-770-8000. And say lights on if you agree with me. If you disagree with me, it is easy to register your thumbs down vote. Just call in and say lights off, and then you can slam the phone down as hard as possible. Only be careful, you might break your phone. You can reach me by email. Go to santamarialighthouse.org. All lowercase, one word, runs together. You know how it goes. You know the drill. SantaMariaLighthouse.org. Click on the Contact Us button and write to me a message. I always appreciate feedback from my audience, whether that feedback is positive or negative, by the way. It's helpful for me to hear from you. So call me at 1-888-770-8000 or go to our website, SantaMariaLighthouse.org, and write me a note. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. For a complete brain massage experience, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The brain masseur is waiting to massage your brain with scintillating insights.